You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The 2020 general election is anything but normal, from record numbers of vote-by-mail ballots to protecting voters and poll workers from COVID-19. Add in concerns over voter intimidation and suppression. Well, there is a lot to unpack. So how are Idaho election officials handling an unusual and consequential election? With just 1 week to the day away from Election Day, we are checking in with two county clerks, Valley County Clerk Doug Miller and Ada County Clerk Phil McGrain. And we'll also hear from Twin Falls County Clerk Christina Glasscock. I want to thank all of you for coming on Idaho Matters today.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
So first off, can we talk about the COVID-19 precautions that folks who decide to vote in person, either if they're early voting or on election day? I'm curious, what will folks see when it comes to safety measures at one of your polling locations, and if anything's required? So let's start up in Valley County.
Thank you. Yes, all of the voters will be required to wear masks, as well as the poll workers. We're going to have a greeter at the entrance of all of the precincts, where the voter will have to engage with the greeter. They will be screened with a thermometer. If they do in fact have a temperature, that voter would be asked, they won't be allowed into the building, but they'll still be allowed to cast their vote. What we'll do is we'll do curbside voting, in which we'll have two poll workers go out to the curbside, or preferably to the individual's vehicle, provide them with the ballot, allow that voter to cast their vote, and then we'll bring that ballot back and put it in the ballot box. So that's kind of the precautions that are being taken place in Valley County.
And then Phil, what about Ada County?
Yeah, Gemma, it's fairly similar here in Ada County. We have added a position, a sanitizing clerk, to all the polling locations to help either provide masks to voters if they need them. We have signage encouraging voters to wear a mask when they're there. All of our poll workers will be wearing masks, and we provided face shields, and we have cleaning supplies throughout the process. We'll also be issuing a writing utensil, a unique one to each voter during the process. So we've taken a number of measures and worked with Central District Health to come up with processes in terms of regular cleaning and everything. And I think between us and Central District Health, we feel pretty good about the procedures that we'll have on Election Day.
And Valley County and Ada County are within Central District Health. And as we know, there is a mask mandate in both of these counties because of that. Have you had to ask people to leave for early voting if they haven't been wearing masks? And I'm curious if you will be enforcing mask wearing on Election Day. So Phil, let's start with you in Ada County.
Yeah, Gemma, we've been really pleasantly surprised by just the community's participation in terms of early voting. I mean, in terms of our numbers, we've already voted over 34,000 people. We've only had a handful of instances where a voter decided not to wear a mask. We ask every voter to wear a mask when they come in. However, we will not turn someone away for not wearing a mask. We'll try to get the person in and out as quickly as possible, cleaning everything as they go through. But there certainly, as you referenced, is a mask mandate here, but it's local. And our concern, especially when it comes to Election Day, is voting rights are federal voting rights that would supersede any local mandates. And so there's this kind of pull and tug kind of going on between the health concerns as well as people's voting rights. And we're trying to do everything we can to balance those and maintain public health through the process at the same time.
And what about up in Valley County?
Yeah, I have to agree with what Phil said. We've been very appreciative of how respectful the voters have been regarding to the mandate in Valley County. Again, we've only had a handful of instances where individuals were refusing to wear the mask. Again, we get them out as quickly as possible and allow them to cast their vote. But again, we have been very appreciative of the patience and the understanding that the general public has had regarding the COVID-19 procedures.
Our senior producer, Frankie Barnhill, was able to speak with Twin Falls County Clerk Christina Glasscock last Friday. She had a scheduling conflict today, so unfortunately, she couldn't join us for this conversation. But we did want to make sure to include her perspective, in part because of the huge spike in COVID cases that Twin Falls County is experiencing. So unlike Valley and Ada County, there is not a countywide mask mandate in Twin Falls. So here's what County Clerk Lascock said when it comes to keeping voters and her team safe in early voting.
So before they enter our early voting area, we have hand sanitizer and we have masks available for them. The majority of the voters coming into early voting already have a mask on. So they're coming prepared. It's been very important for them to be able to exercise their right to vote. They come prepared with a mask. When they come in, we've got some plexiglass at each of our stations, drop down plexiglass. And then we give each voter a pin that has a stylus on the end of it. And they use that stylus to sign our electronic poll book. And then they keep that same pin to vote their ballot. And then we're allowing them to take that pin home. So we're not having to re-sanitize those marking devices. And then we have a one-way into our early voting center. They come in, get their ballot. We have the voting booths 6 feet apart. And then when they are done voting, they exit out through a different door than where they came in.
And that was Twin Falls County Clerk Glasscock talking about what they're doing in Twin Falls. We are speaking live to two county clerks in charge of administering elections here in Idaho, Doug Miller with Valley County and Phil McGrain from Ada County. And a note that in-person early voting does close statewide at 5 p.m. this Friday, October 30th. So just a couple days left. So Phil, earlier in the year, there was some concern that finding enough poll workers would be a challenge. I mean, if we look at normally who these poll workers are, right? They tend to be older, so they fall into that vulnerable population for poor COVID outcomes. Are you feeling comfortable with having enough poll workers to staff the locations on election day?
Yeah, Gemma, this has been an interesting election on so many levels. And as we already talked about COVID, just finding polling locations, I'm super thankful.
I just lost Phil.
They have, by allowing us to use the polling locations, use this school gym so we can have social distancing, we can spread out, like Christina mentioned, just having space for people to navigate is really important to this process. And then on the poll workers, we did a big push in September to recruit poll workers, and we were overwhelmed by the response. We have way more people who've signed up willing to serve as poll workers than we actually have positions for. We're still working out all the finalizing of that. What we've seen though in this last week, and I know Doug has also received this communication, is just the concern in other parts of the state. With the rise in numbers of cases, there's poll workers who backed out at the last minute. And so clerks around the state are trying to address quickly. But I'm happy to report here in Ada County, because we've had so many responses, that we're well positioned, even with backups, so that we can adjust on the fly headed into November 3rd.
And then, Doug, what about Valley County? As Phil mentioned, you received notice that there are areas of the state that are concerned about having enough poll workers. Are you in a good position in Valley County?
Valley County currently is in a good position with our numbers for poll workers, as well as we have approximately 10 to 15 backup workers in case there are poll workers on the day of election that call out sick or that are unable to participate. What we've also done too in Valley County is we've utilized a lot of the other county departments have allowed us to utilize Valley County employees to work on at the polling locations as poll workers. So not only have we utilized the general public previous poll workers, but we've also looked internally to make sure that we do in fact have the numbers to operate all of the precincts.
And let's hear again from the Twin Falls County Clerk on this question.
In May, before we went to an all absentee, it was a huge issue getting poll workers and polling places. And since we've been getting the word out since then for this November election that we need people to step up and help us out as poll workers, it's been overwhelming the number of people that have stepped up. The business community stepped up to let us use their employees. It's been great. So we've had our regular poll workers, some of them say, nope, I'm not working, and that is totally fine. They let us know in plenty of time so we could find a replacement. We do have additional poll workers we're training for subs because we know people are going to get sick between now and election day, and we don't want them working. We want to be able to replace them with a sub. I guess my greatest fear right now is, do I have enough subs to fill last minute vacancies that we're going to have due to the spike in COVID cases that we are seeing in Twin Falls County?
So Phil, I'm curious, how's the best place for people to find out where their polling place is, especially if they have a new location? Because I mean, I early voted, but I normally would vote like at a senior living facility. So I know that's not an option.
Yeah. So here in Ada County, every registered voter should have received a postcard giving them an update on their new location. We sent those out just a little over a week ago. And so that helps notify people. We encourage people to visit adacountyelections.com. Voters can look up their polling location, see if it's changed. They can also actually see an exact replica of the ballot that they'll be voting on. So if they want to figure out, the county races or what judges are going to be on their ballot or anything else, they can look up all that information in advance. Also a great resource statewide is idahovotes.gov. They can visit the state's website and look up their information as well. And their polling location should be there for all 44 counties.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we will be talking more. So stay with Idaho Matters. More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudet. If you're just joining us, we are continuing our conversation today with elections officials, Valley County Clerk Doug Miller and Ada County Clerk Phil McGrain. And we're checking in with them 1 week to the day before the election. And I think it's fair to say that this is an unusual and record-breaking election cycle. So I want to start this segment by talking about some of those record-breaking numbers. According to the latest numbers from the Secretary of State's website, more than 1 million people in our state registered to vote this year. So let's compare that to November of 2016 at the time of the last presidential election. That's 200,000 more registered voters. Now, of course, not all of those people who are eligible will actually vote, but it is still a kind of a remarkable number for potential civic engagement. So those are statewide registration numbers that I just talked about. Doug, in your county, in Valley County, what are you seeing on the county level when it comes to registration this election cycle, if you can compare it back to 4 years ago in 2016?
Yeah, Gemma, there's approximately about 3,000 more registered voters in Valley County. I believe, and I apologize, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I think in 2016, our registered voter population was about 5,200. This year for this general election, I think we are already at over 8,000 registered voters in Valley County, with half of those already requesting their absentee ballots or voting in person.
And then, Phil, what about Ada County? What have you seen there?
Yeah, we've seen a huge uptick. About 70,000 of those voters that you mentioned, that additional 200,000, came from Ada County. We've seen a huge rise in the number. At one point, we had just broken through 300,000 registered voters. We ended up just shy of that. I think a few of them moved up to Valley County. But we've seen both huge numbers in terms of registration, and then, like Doug mentioned, we've seen huge participation in absentee ballots. That's probably been the biggest shift that we've seen this year.
And Phil, sticking with that absentee demand, vote by mail, do you think that it is because of COVID itself, or are there other underlying factors? And I guess what I'm getting at is, had you been seeing an uptick before the pandemic in people wanting to vote by mail?
Actually, it's really clear that the pandemic is the cause. In Ada County, we'd actually seen absentee participation declining steadily over the past few years. We've seen a rise in early voting in the past, which we're continuing to see this election. Just to put it into perspective, in 2016, a total of 25,000 voters voted by absentee ballot in that election. And this year, we've mailed out 143,000 absentee ballots. And already 100,000 of those have come back. So we've already got in our office four times as many absentees right now than we had in total 4 years ago.
And then, Doug, what are you, same question for you. Do you think that increase is, as Phil said, I mean, very obvious that it's the pandemic?
I would definitely agree with Phil. And I also think I think people were comfortable when the election in May in the primary was all absentee. And a lot of those individuals, when they requested their May absentee ballot, also requested the ballot for November for the general election. So I do think the voter is a little bit more comfortable with utilizing the absentee ballot way to cast their vote. However, we have seen individuals aren't confident in mailing those ballots back. So we have had a significant amount of individuals dropping those off directly with the clerk's office.
And I want to go to Twin Falls County Clerk Christina Glasscock. If you're joining us right now, she had a conflict today, so she wasn't able to join us live, but our producer, Frankie Barnhill, was able to interview her last Friday, and she says that her county is seeing a similar increase in this absentee ballot demand.
In 2016, I think we mailed out a little over 2,000 absentee ballots, and as of today, we have mailed out 14,069 absentee ballots. Of those 14,000, we already have 9,253 that have been returned to our office. I think some people are still going to want to vote at their polling place, even though they requested an absentee ballot. We sent them an absentee ballot. In their mind, they are going to go to their polling place on election day, which is fine as long as they haven't voted and returned that absentee ballot.
So I'm curious, Doug and Phil, how have you had to change your operations or adjust them to this huge influx of voters choosing to cast their ballots by mail? Phil, what's it been like for Ada County?
Great question, Gemma. I wish you could be here at our elections office with me right now. Today is an incredibly busy day. We've got people all over. We've begun the process of opening the absentees we'll start scanning them later this afternoon. There's been some reports, you know, leading up to it, but we added new equipment. We spent $500,000 adjusting our operation to be able to process this huge volume of absentees. And we have a new scanning and sorting machine that allows us to be able to do it much more efficiently. And so it's been a massive business process change this year. And really for us as election administrators, it feels like we're almost running two big elections simultaneously. One that's a massive absentee election, and then getting ready and gearing up for our traditional polling place election that'll happen next Tuesday. And so we felt a huge difference. We learned a lot, as Doug mentioned, from the primary election. And so hopefully we've learned a lot of lessons and we can make this go really smoothly. And so far, you know, knock on wood, it's gone great here in Ada County. It's been eye-opening to see just the differences and how many moving parts there are to pulling off this election and making sure it goes smoothly.
And Doug, what about Valley County?
Really, the response that I would provide to you is that we've just added additional personnel. And some of our part-time election workers have been working more hours to process and issue the absentee ballots. So that's how Valley County has responded with the increased absentee ballot applications and processing of those ballots is just additional personnel.
Phil, you're the chair of the statewide Association of County Clerks, and as you know, over the summer, the Idaho legislature held a special session, and this is where they passed two statewide laws pertaining to elections. Now, one of those, in essence, buys counties basically more time to process this huge surge of mail-in ballots that you were talking about. So I'm curious, is that working?
Yeah, Gemma. So I'm the chair of the Elections Committee, and I led the charge during the special session. I think it's worth noting the special session, the primary focus was actually this election, more than a lot of the other things that gained attention there. And today is when we're starting to take advantage of the process in terms of being able to open those absentees. And I know other counties have started today as well. I think it's going to prove invaluable to our state come next week. we're going to see other states that didn't adjust or adapt to the circumstances that we're all facing. And in some instances, it's just going to take weeks to have results out. And that's what would have happened here in Idaho. It would have taken, at least in Ada County, over a week to get results out to the public. But right now, we really are on track to have results like we typically would on election night. And it's because of the adjustments we made due to the pandemic and allowing us to process this huge influx of absentee ballots.
So, Phil, I'm kind of curious about that. So you can process, as you said, you're able to start scanning those ballots in today. You have a way to start seeing what's going on, or is it basically like you're scanning and then you'll see the results come election day? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's a great question, and I think great for your listeners. In terms of the process, it's the same amount of work no matter what. It's just physical work of opening and removing the ballots and so forth. And it's really a question of, do we do it now or do we do it after the election? We're going to be doing two key phases. So we'll be opening the absentees, and we do that in a multi-step process to maintain the anonymity of the vote. So we can't associate, you know, Gemma Goddett's vote with her ballot. And then we go through the process and we'll scan the images. So the scanners are actually capturing the image of the ballot, but the computer is not reading the ballot. Mm. We won't have the computer go through and tabulate or look for results or what bubbles were marked until after the polls close on election day. So I don't know any results. None of my staff or team know any results. And this is true statewide until after the polls close, so that we can't interfere with how people are going to be voting on election day, whether it's in the presidential race or any of the races down the ticket.
Okay, so let's pretend we're in the future and it's the day after the election and we can all finally take a breath. Doug, I'm curious, what do you think your turnout will be in Valley County?
I would anticipate about 90%. We've planned for 100% turnout for the registered voters, but realistically, I believe that we'll see 90% turnout.
And Phil, what are you thinking for Ada County?
Yeah, I think it'll be between 80 and 90%. I think the intensity of the interest that we're seeing in this election, I expect much higher turnout than we've seen in past presidential elections, at least in recent memory.
Before I let both of you go, I mean, there's so much going on just with this whole election cycle. One of the concerns, though, is about possible voter intimidation issues around the country. Are either of you concerned about possible voter intimidation at the polls on election day? And what are you doing to fend that off potentially? So Phil, what about you?
You know, I feel pretty good. I think we have a great community. As we've seen over the summer months, even when we've had, whether it's protests in the community or not, they've all been peaceful. I anticipate that election day will be as well. But even adding that, saying that, we're still taking every precaution. We're trying to prepare for every instance that may come up. So we've met with all the local law enforcement agencies, and we have plans in place. We'll even have Boise Police. We'll have someone housed here so that they can help communicate to their officers throughout the day. We've coordinated with dispatch and others. I think we have plans in place, but everyone's goal really is just de-escalation, helping voters know or people know where they can be, where they can't be. And I think we have a good plan in place, and I don't expect any intimidation or disruption when people head to the polls. So far with early voting, we've just heard praise about how smooth it's gone. People haven't really had to wait, and we've been able to process a huge number of voters that way.
And Doug, what about Valley County with this?
I would 100% agree with what Phil's indicating. We have made preparations, though, just in case there is some sort of unrest, just reaching out to the local law enforcement, and we're training our poll workers that if they are unable to de-escalate the situation, then to contact law enforcement to respond. But again, the feeling in Valley County is nothing, of any type of civil unrest. There are, they have been small protests on both sides and just support for both parties. And I think that at this point in time, the residents, the voters in Valley County are very respectful of each other's opinions. And we anticipate that this election is going to go off without any type of hitches.
One quick final tip that you have for voters this year, Phil.
Make a plan. I think one of the biggest things is people get busy. It's a Tuesday. And if someone has a plan on how and when they're going to vote, you know, look up their polling place, as you indicated, Gemma. Look at a sample ballot so they aren't surprised by anything when they get there. But if they have that plan, there's a good likelihood that they'll actually get through and vote. We want people to take advantage of this opportunity. It's a major election. And so we encourage everyone, make a plan and get to your polls by next Tuesday. We're looking forward to processing all those ballots come election night.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. You two are going to be busy. Thanks so much. We've been talking with Valley County Clerk Doug Miller and Ada County Clerk Phil McGrain. We will, of course, link to the Idaho Votes website so that you can track your absentee ballot and make sure it's safe and your vote gets counted, as well as if you haven't voted yet, where to vote. Get out there and vote. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.